Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Communists, socialists, and other anti-capitalists seem to think that private property is the root of all evil. Many of them even object to marriage because they mistakenly believe that the husband owns his wife. While I have no intention of defending capitalism on a scriptural basis, I shall maintain that capitalism is perfectly legitimate from a biblical viewpoint. If capitalism were inherently evil, why would God have told the Israelites, "You shall not steal"? Deuteronomy 5:19. Private property had God's approval under the Old Covenant. It has His approval under the New. Paul commanded the Ephesians, "Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his own hands the thing that is good, that he may have to give to him who needs." Ephesians 4:28. If any form of collectivism were morally obligatory, then stealing could not consistently be condemned. And yet the Bible specifically and unequivocally condemns stealing. The Old Testament could hardly be plainer in its condemnation of stealing. Stealing a man to sell as a slave had God's strong disapproval. He who steals a man and sells him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. Exodus 21:16. Men were forbidden to steal any kind of animal. If a man steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking in and be smitten that he die, there shall be no blood shed for him. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him. For he should make restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for the theft. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or donkey or sheep, he shall restore double. Exodus 22:1-4. Thieves in the United States too often get by with no punishment at all. Our culture often excuses stealing and other crimes against property on the basis that the thief has been mistreated or has been unable to secure employment or is deprived in some other way. But in the United States, there is no excuse for stealing. The government, churches, and other organizations almost always provide for those who are truly needy. It should be emphasized in passing that no one should help those who will not work. Paul wrote as follows to the Thessalonians, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." 2 Thessalonians 3:10. We must keep in mind the difference between those who cannot work and those who will not work. We have obligations to the former, but none to the latter. The prophets of the Old Testament based their teaching on the law of Moses. In all cases, they expanded on what the Lord had revealed through Moses. In his famous temple sermon, the 7th century B.C. prophet Jeremiah wrote, "Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, and swear falsely and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, 'We were delivered to do all these abominations'?" Jeremiah 7:8-10. Before our time expires, I shall mention a form of stealing that is often overlooked, the stealing of one's reputation. Shakespeare's play Othello includes these wise observations. "Good name in man and woman, my dear lord, is the immediate jewel of their souls. He who steals my purse steals trash. But he who filches from me my good name robs me of that which not enriches him and makes me poor indeed." Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.